Okay, for the first time, I was scratching my head at David Adelman and his style of coaching last night. The Nuggets lose 119 to 117. That was a weird loss. Really brutal loss for the Nuggets. One more game until the All-Star break. They're just trying to figure it out. Buy or sell later today. Think about it. Are the Nuggets a contender? Are they? We'll get into it. Also, a legend of the Big Sky is going to join me today. The best one-liners in the industry. And a Seattle Seahawks insider is going to join us to tell us how the Seahawks did this thing so quickly and won a Super Bowl. The whole show starts now. Nuggets win, a Nuggets loss, because they're just not whole. But when you have an opportunity to win and you're up, you know, by a winnable amount in this one, and then you just kind of squander it away, it's frustrating. Yeah, it's very frustrating. This game was strange. Denver loses 119 to 117. And David Adelman, I get that Joker has a minute restriction. I understand that. But there's a stretch in the fourth quarter that he just goes away. So Joker played the first, what, 5-6 minutes? What did I have noted here? First 6 minutes of the fourth. Then he's pulled the final three, then he's pulled for 3 minutes. And then put back in for the final three. I mean, we're talking, what is crunch time in the fourth quarter of a game? Probably within that 6-5 minute mark. I mean, it's like really crunch time inside the 2 minute mark. But when you're going back and forth against a pretty good Cleveland team that just made some pretty good moves in the offseason, before the trade deadline, then you can't afford to have your best player on the bench. Now, Joker played 33 minutes. I'm guessing the minute restriction has him right around 30, 33. So if he played those 3 minutes that are in question in the fourth, then we're talking 36 minutes, and now you're probably 6 minutes over your player restriction. I get it, trying to keep him whole, keep him healthy. I understand it. That's where you'll give it to Malone. Joker ain't coming out of that game. Not in a close game like that. With 4:25 left in the game, which again, Joker's out at this time. Denver's up 110 to 104. Jonas goes to the free throw line, makes both, 111-104. Then you started to get, you know, Jonas has some shooting fouls. Joker entered with 3:24 remaining in the game. You missed some open shots. I think you had three wide open looks, one from Brucey Bruce, I think two from Strother, and I'll get into Strother here in a moment. Then it's just the slow burn. Cleveland bounced back, 113-110, 113-112. Missing shots. Jamal Murray had a critical foul late in the game that sent Donovan Mitchell to the free throw line, and then you had 0.9 seconds left. You're down two. That's one of those games where it's like, I think Katie Wingy said it on the broadcast last night. Like, she never felt like this game was in question until you got down to the last 3 to 4 seconds of the game. That's a brutal loss. Yeah, so You get Tim Hardaway Jr. It's 117 to 117. It's a foul after James Harden makes a three. Denver has the ball with, I don't know, 9 seconds or so. No, less than that. No, probably less than that. It's like 31 seconds. Tim Hardaway Jr. misses a 27-foot three-pointer. Jared Allen gets the board, throws it to Donovan Mitchell. Jamal Murray gets the blocking foul. You're out of fouls to give at that point. So then Donovan Mitchell goes to the free throw line. Tied game with 0.9 seconds left. And Mitchell, of course, makes both. You take a timeout. You chuck it in. I mean, Joker, it came close. It was admirable. I'm not putting this on David Adelman. I was just confused by it. Guarantee you this is, I mean, we haven't done a lot of, well, if Malone were there, he would have done this. And it was a positive take on that. I'm not taking Joker out of the game. That's three minutes. Call another timeout. I don't know. I'm not taking him out of the game in a tight basketball game. Jonas is fine. Love what he brings to the table for Denver. Having a true backup center has been a wonderful luxury for this team. And Jonas had 12 points. He was 8 of 10 from the free throw line. That's awesome for him. But he's not Joker. Not even close. And so if you want to define crunch time in a game, I think any sport we talk about, it's the final 5 minutes or so. Joker didn't check back in until 3:24 left in the game. David Adelman was asked about that, and he said, you know, we'll look at it. It's hard. We're trying to figure out how to integrate guys, get them back in the lineup, get them back into their regular mode. But he did say that's not why we lost the game. I mean, it's hard. You can't really pinpoint it. You could say, well, the Jamal Murray blocking foul was why you lost the game. Tim Hardaway Jr. missing a three. Julian Strother missing a couple of open threes. Bruce Brown missing an open three. Yes, there are a million ways to lose a game. I just don't know why the best player on the planet, I get he's in a minute restriction, but I did see him play a double overtime last week, is not in your final 5 minutes of the game. Now, the way Adelman uses Joker is much different than the way Malone uses him, especially with the injury here. You know, Joker will play the first, he'll play 9 minutes of the first, then he sits for the final three. He starts the first, or the second, he starts the second, which is different from Malone. He starts the second, and then he sits out 4 minutes, 5 minutes of the second, plays the final 2 minutes of the second. Which again seems odd to me. Then he plays most of the third, starts the fourth, sits out, comes back in. Malone with Joker would play him damn near the entire first, maybe take him out the final 2 or 3 minutes. Then he doesn't play him for the first 4 minutes of the second, and then Joker finishes the half. Starts the third, plays the majority of the third, maybe comes out for the last minute or so, and then we're not talking playoff Joker, but then doesn't start the fourth, comes in at about the 7 minute mark, 8 minute mark or so, and then finishes the game. Adelman is staggering him. He's throwing him in early second quarter. He's taking him out mid second. He's playing him for the last few. Then he's starting the third, plays him all the third, say for the 3 or 4 minutes. And then the fourth starts the fourth, takes him out. 5, 6, 7 minute mark, and then finishes. I'll be curious to see if that changes kind of as we go along here. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. If you guys have thoughts on the Nuggets game last night. Michael, let's do this. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly from last night. And there were a lot of ugly things, but I'm talking local here. We'll save that, some of that stuff, for the top stories of the day. Good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good, I'm going to say, it was between Christian Brown or Julian Strother, and I'm going to say Christian Brown. He started to look like CB again. 20 points for him, 4 of 8 from the three-point line, 5 boards. He was jumping, he was slashing a little bit. Interesting article in the Denver Post just about, I mean, this guy's never had an injury before. Not like this. And he was asked about coming back on the first time the first time and then injured his ankle again. He said, yeah, I wasn't ready. And now he's learned a lot. Because a lot of times, man, your trainers are going to be like, you could go. How does it feel to you? You're going to know more than us. And young players that don't deal with injuries much are going to want to force the issue. I want to get back in. And Christian Brown's not one of those guys that signs a big contract and then just rests on it. You know, he wants to prove. That's who that guy is. He's got the heart of a freaking champion. He wants to prove that he's worth the contract. I know he does. I know that's, I just know it. Don't know it personally, I just know it. So he forced it back. So anyway, that was good. It was good to see CB back at it. They're going to need him to play like he did before he earned that contract. It's been a weird season for him. The bad was the Nuggets loss that felt like a win until the last 9 seconds. And the ugly, I just have some, it's the rotation is odd. And it's not just Joker. You know, it's just an odd setup here, how he has this. You know, I mean, Cam Johnson is kind of playing similar to Joker's minutes, who just got back, by the way, and it was nice seeing him. You know, 10 points for him. He seems like he's starting to get better with it. Jamal played most of the first, didn't start the second, although Joker did, so there you eliminate your two-man game with those two. Jamal comes in for the final four minutes or whatever of the, final five of the second. It's just clunky to me. I will say this about Malone. You knew exactly when players 1 through 7 were going to be in. And I applauded this with Adelman at first, but like anything, if it's slowly not working, you go back to the drawing board and see if maybe something else might work. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, today on the show, I've got two guests coming up. I've got Joe Cravens. He does the color commentary for Weber State, but he's also the color commentator during the Big Sky Conference tournament. And he's just got away with words, man. I mean, some of the things that he says, hotter than Satan's house cat. If he hits this, Elvis has just about left the building. Just like the 3 years I spent in fifth grade. Grow up in Indiana. If you can't shoot a jump shot by 14, they make you move to Kentucky. Put a saddle on him, and I'm riding him to the finish line. He's on him like a hare on a biscuit. I'm going to ask Joe if he remembers some of these or if he can think of some. Dude, if you haven't listened to Joe Cravens do the Big Sky Conference tournament. Now, Joe was a coach. He coached for Idaho, Weber State. He was an interim coach at Utah for most of one season. He was born in Indiana. He played college basketball at Brunswick Junior College in Georgia. He transferred to Texas Arlington for his final two seasons. He was an assistant coach for a year at his alma mater at Southwest Texas State in San Marcos for 3 years. He is he's fun to listen to, man. He's a college basketball on, you know, does a lot of Big Sky stuff. He's all over the place. I love listening to him, and the head coaches at UNC, the coaches at UNC have so much respect for him. They hooked me up and gave me his information. So we're gonna have him on in about 10 minutes. Can't hear you.
He's a character.
He's a character.
He's a real character. He's one of those guys that who's the guy in the NBA who just recently passed?
Bill Walton.
Bill Walton. He's like a Bill Walton,
he's
only
like
with more energy and a cowboy
like
hat.
Cowboy. I say this with all due respect, like a redneck version of Bill Walton. Because Bill Walton was like hippie, you know? He was all like, oh, man, there slows it down, throws it down. By the way, do you realize that there is a volcano that will erupt at any moment in Yellowstone?
Have you ever been inside a volcano?
Yellowstone, at this very moment, as we do this broadcast, could explode and we would all be dead. And he throws it down. Yeah. Maybe not as Joe Cravens is more positive. But Walton, I used to not like Walton. I used to not like broadcasters like this. Maybe it's just with age, I like the entertainment side of it, man.
Well, he adds a certain flavor to it. Like, it depends on the flavor.
Yes,
Bill Walton is just some people's tastes. He just
You weren't a big fan. You weren't a big fan of Bill Walton.
I wasn't,
because
he wasn't. He was just kind of going on a tangent. He was like me.
I'm
there to make the pun and then see what happens.
I don't know why you couldn't like Bill Walton. You're like a little mini version of that. Like, I'm trying to do a show and then you're throwing me off with all this random nonsense and I have to still try to keep on the track here. You should love those kind of guys because you are one of those guys.
Brady at any point could be destroyed by a tornado.
Yeah, I think you should just start bringing in depressing facts throughout the show. That would be great.
1 out of 7 people will die.
Yeah,
right
thank
now.
You. All right, thanks.
I don't know. I just made
yeah,
that up.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So I'm excited about that. Also, Hugh Millen, old friend of the show, going to join me. Former NFL quarterback, backup quarterback to Michael's favorite person, probably.
John Elway.
On the planet. Yeah, John Elway. He was backup to him, but he talks Seattle Seahawks now.
Because
he's
from
Washington.
And so
I want to talk to... Can I finish?
Did you know there is a volcano in Washington?
Is there?
Is there? Yeah. It blew up in 1980.
What is the name of that? Isn't that...
Mount St. Helens?
Yeah, I mean, St. Helens, yeah.
Yeah, it's not one of those ones that explodes lava. It likes to explode ash.
It is scary to think about Yellowstone, though. Like, do you ever just sit and think about Yellowstone? Like, watch a documentary on that.
Yeah, we're
at
like...
At any moment.
Yeah, we're like 50,000 years overdue.
Yeah, that's scary. And how do they stop it? Can't they get in there and like do something?
Well, I think
like
what they have to do is they have to get one of those movie directors and writers to just kind of like write an idea and let's send a nuclear missile down
send
there.
Send Ben Affleck and whoever was in that whatever what was
Bruce
that
Bruce Willis?
Well, he's not.
Well, he signed away his rights so they can make an AI Bruce Willis.
What was the movie called?
Armageddon?
Yeah, there we go.
Well, there's another one where they were digging to the center of the Earth, and I can't remember what that one was called.
Lord of the Rings.
Terrible.
Because they're in Middle Earth. Middle of the Earth. So they're probably around all that stuff. If they're in the middle of the Earth, though, how do they see the sky and stuff, man? If they're, like, inside the ground. Like, did you ever think about that? No?
No, I didn't.
You're thinking about it now, though.
Who's Bill Walton now?
Well, yeah, I was trying to promote the show. Who the hell knows what I was saying? And then you just kept saying stuff.
You were talking about the better guest.
Oh,
hopefully, we'll talk more about the University of Washington.
Wait. You just said the better guest? Can you tell Joe Cravens that you said no? Do not do that.
Don't
embarrass
do that.
Me for the first time for the last time. The last time for the first time.
I just wanted to mention the University of Washington.
Nobody cares. The only thing we're bringing him on to talk about is the most recent Super Bowl winner, how they did it, his thoughts on the coach, his thoughts on Sam Darnold, his thoughts on Kenneth Walker, who could be a Bronco.
Did you know there's a volcano in Washington?
Is there? What's the name of that?
Mount St. Helens. This is the song that...
Oh, stop. Just stop. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Faith says watching the Weber game was freaking fantastic. I watch all their games just to hear his commentary. Highly entertaining basketball and commentary. Two for one. Yeah. No, he's good. He's good. So we'll bring him on 24 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. I need to call Mosquito Joe. I got a pesky little gnat right across from me. And maybe they can figure something out to do. Maybe.
Maybe they can gas me.
They take
like
care.
That volcano.
Stop it. Stop it.
Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Coming up next, we've got a great guest to the show. Great, great new guest. I'm hoping we can make this a regular thing. I hope he can be a regular guest here. He was so easy to get a hold of. Thank you. Shout out to Houston Reed, who we had on the show last week, assistant coach for the Bears, gave me the hookup. So we're excited to catch up with him next. Mike, let's waste no more time, man. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, our next guest here on the First Advantage Hotline. You're going to be hearing him a lot here coming up really soon when we get to the Big Sky Conference tournament. He does color commentary there. He, of course, was a coach for several years, Weber State, and he was with Utah for a while, Idaho for a while. And now folks hear him on these broadcasts, and he is just excellent. Joining me now, Joe Cravens. Joe, thank you so much for giving us some time. This has been something we've wanted to do for a while now, so we just appreciate the opportunity to sit down with you for a bit.
Well, I appreciate you all having me on, Brady. I've been a little bit under the weather this week, so just been kind of hanging out here at home, so I'm glad to kind of have a little interaction with someone, to be honest.
Well,
with
hey, you got my number now, so anytime you give me a call. I'm sorry you're under the weather, man. That is not. We got to get you feeling good, man. We got a Big Sky Conference tournament coming up.
I know. I think it's a good thing to get it out of the way now. It's crazy. I did Weber State's game Saturday night, and before the game, I was talking to their radio guy, Carl Arke. I said, you know, I got a little scratchy throat, and I said, I've been real lucky. I haven't been sick all year, but I actually said, but as soon as I say that, I'll get sick. Well, I'll be kiss my country behind that night. All of a sudden, I came down with like flu-like symptoms, and, you know, I'm hanging in there now. I still just feel a little kind of weak and queasy, so to speak.
Well, what do you do to take care of yourself? You taking NyQuil, zonking out? What's the recommendation there?
Well, I thought 6 or 7 Miller Lights might help, you know. And,
at the moment, it always does. Yeah,
yeah. You know, I thought I may have let my alcohol level get down too low, but no, I've just been kind of taking it easy and taking some vitamin C and stuff like that. But yeah, you're right. I got to get healthy. I just looked, 3 weeks from Saturday is the Big Sky first round of the Big Sky Conference tournament, so it'll be here at a blink of an eye, and you know, I think we're in store for a great finish here in the league, as always, I think I should add, but kind of looking forward to seeing how things shake out before we get to Boise.
Yeah, and it's a loaded conference. I mean, it seems wide open. Both Weber State, UNC can make a strong case for winning the tournament. And we'll get into like some of the X's and O's on the basketball side too, and what you saw up close in person between Weber State and UNC this last time around. But Joe, I got to ask you, man, you have such a unique. I mean, we heard just a snippet of that with you on the show here. You have such a unique ability when it comes to the broadcast. Something I want to hear more of. I want to hear more broadcasters like you. When you started, when you got it, because you've been around broadcasting for a bit now, did you always have these epic one-liners, or was that something that you just got more confident with as you went along?
Brady, I was really fortunate and very fortunate and blessed to still be. This is my 20th year of broadcasting,
awesome.
Which is really crazy. In fact, this will be my 11th straight Big Sky tournament and 12th overall, which ties me with how many years I coached in the tournament. This will be my 24th tournament. I coached in 12, and now I will have broadcasted in 12, which is just crazy to me how quickly it's gone by, and again how fortunate I am to be able to hang on. I was when I got fired at Weber State, I had 2 years left on a contract, and you know, one of the great ironies of my 30-year coaching career was the most money I ever made in coaching was the 2 years they paid me not to coach because my contract went up incrementally. If I'd known that was going to be such a good gig, I would have let them fire me a couple years earlier. But I got in with the, and I won't bore you with that story, but I started with the old Mountain Network that was the first ever network designed to cover just one conference. And now, of course, everyone has one now. And they gave me a five-game kind of a tryout package. And then they started adding games. And I've been very fortunate to hang on and bounced around with different networks and different situations. And a lot of it is just through friends I've had in the business and all that. And amazingly enough, this is my 20th year of broadcasting. So, and even crazier than that, if you take my 4 years of playing in college basketball and 30 years of coaching, this is my 54th year involved with college basketball at some level. And as I always say, that's an awful lot of years of sitting around watching guys in short britches running around. So,
well, you can tell you're passionate. I mean, obviously, you don't get into coaching for as long as you did and then broadcast for as long as you have if you don't just absolutely love this game.
Well, I do, you know, and I am so, again, so lucky that I'm involved now with the broadcasting, because it's probably added years to my life. I tell you, my heart just goes out to every head coach out there, because it is so hard, and it's much harder now than even when I was there. But the level of stress and anxiety this type of year that those guys go through, and I try to reach out and talk to every big. I feel like I have a good relationship with almost every head coach in the Big Sky, and they always say, "How you doing?" And I say, "Well, you know, I'm undefeated. I'm in pretty good shape. You know, you're the one I'm a little worried about." But no, I am really, really lucky to have been involved for as long as I have. The people I've met and the places it's taken me to, I have been, again, very lucky and very blessed.
What I appreciate about your broadcast, and this is obviously why you're selected to do the Big Sky Conference Tournament, is, you know, watching the Weber State UNC game, if you're just a, you know, in the middle of the road fan, maybe you're a Bears fan, you're hearing that game, and there's not a strong lean one way or the other. You're calling it like you see it, and you're having some fun while you do it. And that is what I think is just, it's must see, must listen to television.
Well, that's kind of you to say. I partner with Tony Parks, who's the voice of the Salt Lake Bees, which is a AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. And we've really grown together. I think maybe this is our fifth year of doing the tournament together. We do some University of Utah games together. And one of the things we really strive for is to be professional, not be a homer, not lean toward one team. I'm a big Weber State fan, but I'm a big fan of about everyone in the Big Sky. Again, I know what those guys are going through. And I actually talk to a lot of coaches throughout the course of the season, and we again try very hard not to be partial to, even though we're at Weber State and when we're doing a Weber State game, we're working for Weber State. But I appreciate, you know, my partner Tony Parks, how hard he works at his job, how he makes me look good. Sometimes I screw that up when he's trying to make me look good, but you know, we're Big Sky guys. We're not just Weber State guys. We're Big Sky guys.
Joining us now, Joe Cravens, the coach. Do you ever, I mean, you say some really unique things. I wish that my mind worked like that, Joe. I really do. Do you ever say something, though, where Tony Parks just kind of stops and has to take a look at you? Like, what just came out of your mouth? Or does he just go along right with it?
About three times a game, he'll look at me like, "Where did you come from anyway?" But we have a great working relationship, and he, you know, I think the mark of a really good play-by-play guy, and I have worked with probably over 100 play-by-play guys and some really high-profile guys over the years, is they make you look good. Like I say, they set you up and make your job it's like playing alongside a good point guard. You know, they make the game easier for you. And like I say, Tony and I have kind of grown together, and we kind of know each other's timing pretty good and all that. But I think more than anything, and I found this in coaching, it's probably in every walk of life, whatever you're involved with, and just like what you're doing, Brady, you got to be who you are. You got to broadcast, and you've got to do your show to your personality. I'm sure you don't try. I mean, you may listen to other guys and say, you know, that's good. Maybe that'll help me a little bit. But you got to find out what works for you and be you. And I was that way in coaching, and I'm that way in broadcasting. I don't all of a sudden have a broadcast persona that's not my everyday persona, my everyday personality. I mean, if you and I were sitting on my front deck listening to a Rockies game and having a cold beverage, you would see the same guy that you listen to on the broadcast. So I don't try to emulate anyone else. And, you know, I'm from a little two-stoplight town in southern Indiana, and a lot of the things I say or the way I sound, if you went back there, you'd hear the same stuff every time.
Well, Joe, you're threatening me with a good time, man. Sitting on a deck with you, whether we're listening to the Rockies or just talking basketball, that sounds like a dream, my friend.
Well, any warm summer night, if you come by my house, that's where I'm at. I'm so old school. I just had a daughter leave the Colorado Rockies and join the new National Women's Soccer League that's expanding to Denver. So, and I'm a big Cincinnati Reds fan, and again, I'm so old school. I'd rather listen to a game than watch it. So every night in the summer, I'm on my front deck. You know, the summers here, just like there, are so wonderful in the evenings. I sit outside and listen to baseball, and, you know, I've got some neighbor friends who come over sometimes. But if you're ever in the neighborhood, drop by. That's where you'll find me.
I don't know if you're a fan of the Office TV show, but it's going to be one of those where, like, hey, I'll be there tomorrow. I mean, you offered it. I'm there tomorrow, man. Let's hang out. Joe Craven's joining us. Okay, do you write the stuff down, or do you just have all these? I mean, I wrote a few of them down. Like, you said something a while ago. But it was, you said something like, just like the 3 years I spent in fifth grade. I mean, it just makes me, if I'm drinking something, it makes me spit out my drink, and then it's right back to basketball. Like, you do an amazing job of throwing those out there, and then, bam, you get us right back with hardcore basketball stuff.
Well, again, that's more of a product of where I'm from and that my little hometown. And every time I go back there, I'm amazed that I pick something up. You know, I can't remember where I parked my car, but someone will say something when I'm back home, and it is indelibly etched in my mind. A couple of summers ago, I was staying with my older sister there, and she was talking about a guy that was helping her do some construction things around her house and all that. She said, you know, he's handier in a shirt pocket. And I all of a sudden I caught myself saying that on a broadcast one night, you know, and I don't know. It's not like I thought, oh boy, I'll really use that on a broadcast. It's just those type of things stick with me. And again, if you were back in my little hometown, you would hear that stuff time after time after time. And that's and people say it there. It's just part of the vernacular, you know. It's not they're saying that to be funny. It's just how they talk. They throw those things in mid-conversation and never miss a beat, and no one ever gives it a second thought. So that is kind of, again, just part of where I'm from and who I am, I think.
Joe, it's awesome. I could listen to you all. Hey, if you have the time, we got to make this a regular thing. I'd love to bring you on as we get closer to the Big Sky Tournament and just kind of around there. Anytime, just talk basketball with you or whatever, man. We'd love to keep in touch.
Well, that's fine with me, Brady. I've got, you know, again, my winter is all about basketball. I do a lot of games. In fact, I've got I'm going to miss the Montana at Weber State game here in a couple weeks because I've got a couple games left down at University of Utah. So I've very fortunate. I'm involved with the Big Sky and also involved with University of Utah and some Big 12 stuff. And so it's so fun. And, you know, there's some work involved. I take a lot of pride in how much time I put in my preparation. But, you know, the greatest thing is I never get beat. You know, you come home every night, you're not upset. I always tell people, I see a good friend of mine on the bench and they get beat on a last second thought. You think, ah, oh, God, that just, ah, oh, it's just awful. Okay, let's go get a beer and a sandwich, boys, you know. So you get all the pleasure and none of the pain. And I'm very lucky that I'm involved with that all year. So I'd love to join you, Brady. I'd take a break from a little preparation here this morning, and I'm going to go for a walk a little bit to try to stave off this whatever illness it is I've come down with.
Well, you take care of yourself, my friend, and yeah, you don't need me to tell you this, but don't ever change. We all love it. We love what you bring to the table, and I can't wait to hear you again, man.
Well, that's awful kind of you to say. I know you guys follow UNC very closely, and I think, I think they're on the come. I think Steve Smiley is an outstanding coach with an outstanding staff. And a shout-out to my buddy who does their play-by-play, Jerry Schimmel. Mm. Jerry and I have done some work together at the old AT&T Sports Network in the Mountain West Conference. And Jerry is not only an outstanding play-by-play guy, but what a great guy to work with. I just talked to him the other day a little bit. And so anyway, if you run across Jerry, tell him I said hello and miss working with him.
Joe, he literally texted me this morning, and he said, hey, I want you to come do color commentary with me for a random game. And I said, I'm getting ready to interview Joe Cravens. I am not putting myself in the same type of chair that Joe's doing. No, I'm good, man. I can't do that kind of I'm not that good. So literally just talked to him today, so I'll let him know you gave him a shout-out.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite guys. Again, I've probably worked with 100. This is my 20th year broadcasting, as we talked about, which I still have trouble kind of grasping, but Jerry is one of my favorite guys I've ever worked with back in the old 18. It seems like every network I work for ends up going out of business. I don't know if I've had an impact on that or what.
You get off the ship before it leaves, man, and then you're on a new one. You're on a better one.
Well, there's a lot to be said for that. You know, the old Mountain Network I started with, that lasted 6 years, and it went under, and then anyway, I'm kind of like this illness I have. You can't quite get rid of me, you know. I kind of linger and kind of hang on a little bit.
Well, we'd like to have you hang on here and anytime, my friend. Joe, appreciate you. Best luck. Get well soon. And, yeah, I'm probably going to take you up on that deck thing. That sounds pretty good, man.
Well, call me anytime, Brady. I'd love to spend a little time, more time with you before the tournament or even at the tournament. So you got my number, and I just told your – I don't know who that was, your producer maybe, that called me. My phone out of nowhere changed the other night, and I don't know what. I mean, it. I looked down, I was expecting your call, and it didn't ring. And your producer said, yeah, your voicemail said, leave your business. And I have no idea. My phone has a mind of its own. So who knows?
Mine's
who
the
knows?
Same. It does the same.
Oh,
Joe,
that's irritating.
Be good, man. Take care
of
yourself.
Brady.
We'll follow up real soon, okay?
Very good. Thank you, partner.
All right,
have
man.
A good day.
Yeah, you too. Joe Cravens. All right, we got to take a break. That was fantastic. Joe's the man. That's a man right there. He's on him like hair on a biscuit. We'll be right back.
All year, you heard the Broncos, the Nuggets, the Avalanche, the Rockies, the NCAA, and the NFL on KFKA. And we aren't changing anytime soon. We have the sports broadcast you need on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast. And you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
All right, time flies when you're having fun, Mike. We got top stories of the day coming up. Also, Hugh Millen's going to join us. Talk a little Seattle Seahawks and how they got it done in a very short time. Top stories of the day coming up next. We'll be right back.